Corey Mays joins us from the Downtown Development Authority, and they got several projects going on right now. We've been talking about the Shop Small, Win Big, and that's off and rolling. Corey, tell our listeners about it.
Well, yeah, so you know, we just finished our second week drawing yesterday. We're drawing a $1,000 winner every Monday morning. People are sending in their receipts from small businesses all over Jackson. We're getting about 200 submissions every week, give or take, and we drew the name yesterday morning. Aubrey Strong was this week's winner.
So she gets $1,000.
She does. It's that easy. You send in your receipts, and I write you a check. It's really fun to give away money.
Absolutely. Now, Consumers Energy also has kicked in some gift certificate money. How's that working?
Well, so it's no secret that Consumers has been a longstanding partner to the Jackson community, and this really blew us away. They said we'll match gift certificate purchases up to $50,000, which means, you know, it's a total of $100,000 that are essentially being purchased in downtown gift certificates, and that money goes right back into our downtown businesses, right back into the community. And so we started selling certificates last week, and we sold them again yesterday, and we sold out by noon. So we are officially, unfortunately, finished with that program. We have exhausted all matching funds.
Wow. Sold out.
Right.
That's amazing.
The line yesterday morning was out the door of City Hall and all the way down to the post office. It was pretty crazy. At one time, we had to shut it down and not let anybody else in the building for a while. We were at capacity. So it was really fun. The community really came out. And even when we said we sold out, everybody, you know, had a really good attitude about it. You certainly never want to turn people away when they've been waiting in line. So
sure.
Everybody had a smile on their face.
So that turned into $50,000?
Yeah, it turned into a $50,000 contribution from consumers, and then another, you know, obviously $50,000 in purchases. So, you know, a total of $100,000 will be spent right back in our downtown businesses as those gift certificates are redeemed.
No, we talked to you a couple weeks ago, Shop Small Saturday. I know talking to some other business people downtown, things have been going pretty well.
They've been going great. You know, the pandemic has made life complicated, certainly for everybody, and especially our small business owners. You know, the restaurants are on, carry out and delivery only, and while our retail is open, it's still a lot harder just to get people in the door. So the creativity of being safe, offering some curbside pickups and some different options and different sales and keeping everything safe, inside the shop, it's really, I think, put our small business owners to the test as far as their creativity goes. And you know, they've really shown up as always and are really doing an amazing job.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, December 20th, is that the next D-Day?
You mean the next drawing for $1,000?
No, we're waiting for word, I guess, from the governor.
I think that is December 20th. I'll be tuned in and waiting for the press conference, I think, just like so many others will be, to see kind of what the announcement is.
That vaccine probably gives some people some hope, too.
I think it does. You know, I was really, I was getting ready for work yesterday morning and watching that first vaccine shipment roll out and then listening this morning on the radio as they were talking about the first physician in the Detroit area the Grand Rapids area to be vaccinated yesterday. And it's a really amazing thing to have seen that come together so quickly with a lot of, amazing scientists, behind that, a lot of research. And I'm really curious to see how quickly that can be rolled out.
So what? Don't go to the DDA if you're looking for one of those gift certificates.
No, come to the DDA. We still sell gift certificates all day long. We just can't match them. But
okay.
Boy, I've still got people who want to purchase them. We're printing more this morning so that people can continue to purchase the downtown gift certificates. If I could match them out of my own pocket, I would do it in a second. It was such a great program. But we're still selling them. Maybe you want to send me some matching funds, Greg. I don't know.
That'd go fast, buddy. That'd go fast.
Mine too.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
Take care. Corey Mays from the DDA. Again, they went through $50,000 in matching donations from Consumers Energy. That gift certificate project. And, of course, the Shop Small, Win Big, that program continues. And Aubrey Strong was the winner yesterday, and somebody wins $1,000. We'll make that announcement next Monday morning.